Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Royal Bluette and Family Show. Appreciate you hanging in there with us, getting on with us. We enjoy your company. I want to thank God for this beautiful day. Thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for my family. And I want to thank Elder Oliver and Lady K for this platform, which is Chaos Blog Talk Radio. And we truly, truly appreciate it. And we thank you. I'm at work right now, so I won't say much. But my wife, my oldest son, I know it's on, and I think a few others will get on also. But I just want to bring them in. And again, just thank you, Ed Oliver, for the platform. Thank my family for being engaged in life. And I don't have their scripture right now. But I'm going to bring my wife in to pray us in, and then the show will be in my oldest son's hand, Victor LaShawn Bluett Jr., after she prays us in. So, wife, if you would pray us in.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity again on a Thursday night, Lord God. Continue to use us for your glory, Lord God. Let us be that light that to you. Through us, Lord God, and I just want to say thank you for being the hands and feet and choosing my family to be the hands and feet for you. Lord God, continue to just use us for your glory so we can touch others, Lord God, with our experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly, just being transparent with the world, Lord God, to just show them how they can come through if they can just hang on in there. Lord God, and I just want to say thank you in advance, Lord God, that everybody gets something out of this episode, Lord God. That they can help somebody else, Lord God, and help themselves most of all, so they can be a help to somebody else. Lord God, and I just want to say thank you, and it's a privilege, again, to even considering us, Lord God, and I just want to say thank you in advance. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
All right. Amen.
Amen, amen.
All right, our first topic for tonight is going to be mental health. And the first question is going to be, what comes to mind when I or you hear mental health? So depending on if it's asked of you or you're thinking it yourself, what comes to mind when that comes up? Some things that I had thought about were the actual health of your, you know, mind. Your mental, balancing the highs with the lows. I think that's a big plus with mental energy and mental health, because you never want to be too low, because when you're too low, there is a greater chance of you wanting to give up or having the thought of giving up. So if you balance the highs with the lows, so if you take your lows with everything that's going on in your life, basically saying, hey, it's a rough time right now, no, I'm going to get through it, it's just a low time. So that's what I mean by a low time. And then balance the highs is like, say you wrote down 5 goals for the year, and maybe one goal was to make X amount of dollars, and you overachieved it, and a couple of your other goals you overachieved, that's a high. So you don't want to get too big-headed and forget about the lows and forget about the journey. So that's what I mean by balancing it out in the middle, because it's an even, like, everything is just balance. The definition of balance to me would, for this topic, would probably be just never losing. What does balance mean to this topic for that example I gave? And another thing that popped up was turning your negatives into a positive. That's another mental aspect that popped up in my head if somebody was to ask me what comes up. And what I mean by that is no matter what happens in life, good, bad, or all the other emotions in between, there's always a positive in something. Always. That's if you allow your mind to be able to think outside the box. So those are my examples on what I have for what I think about when I hear that phrase or that term. And I'm giving the floor to anybody that want to answer next.
You said, what do I think of when I hear mental health?
Yeah, yes, like mental health is on a paper. Answer the first couple of things that might come to mind.
Just the word mental health. Okay, I think of the health of your mental, how you think, how you feel, how you socialize, how you process things, how you react to things when things happen. The health of your mental state, of your mental state. When I think of mental health, I mean, I think of different people react to different things differently. It just depends on, you know, what and how things how you process things. Everybody processes
mental
things
health
differently. Everybody learns.
Mental health is you. It's your mental. Your mental is your mind. You are the only person in your mind. Well, I would say, I mean, guys in your mind, you know, other things, like you have control. Like it's you dealing with you. You dealing with whatever your thoughts are. Mental health is you.
And I'm glad, you know what? I'm so glad we're having this discussion. Because, and I'm glad you said that, Asha, because it's a lot of people losing it right now. Because when the pandemic hit, everybody had to deal with themselves. Everybody had to slow down and, you know, they had time to think. They had time to, you know, sit down and not worry about the hustle and bustle. I mean, a lot of people did. We didn't, but a lot of people had to slow down. Either they have to be in the house with their kids or be in the house with their spouse or be in the house with everybody, I mean, their spouse and their kids. And I'm glad we're having this discussion. I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people are finding out who they really are in this pandemic. And other people are finding out who they are in this pandemic, because this pandemic has brought out a lot of people's real actions and their real mental and who they are and how they think and, you know, what they really are. So I'm glad you said that. When you say your mental health is dealing with you, yourself. I think about how, you know, how you preach what you said, Asha. I like what you just said.
I said mental health is you. Mental health, like your mental is your mind. Your mind is you and your thoughts and everything that you got going on, just going back and forth, back and forth. Your mental is your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
So,
I agree with that.
So a lot of times, the things that we've seen and we've experienced, since the pandemic, when you got sick, right when the pandemic hit, what is that, around April of 2000, you were working, you were going to school, you was raising a child, you were, you know, was getting ready to graduate at 16 years old and going to get ready to go to college at 16 years old. When the pandemic hit, that took already there, which was you was dealing with depression because of the baby. And I'm saying all this to get somebody clarity on, if you don't take care of your mental, it can lead to other things. Now, this young lady had a child at 13. She was in school, getting ready to graduate at 16. And she was supposed to go to college that August. She would have still been 16. She was going to be going on 17, going into college. Now, just think, 2020, she was already battling depression, and everything was snatched. The school shut down. Her job shut down. And she had to sit and deal with herself. She had to deal with reality. A lot of times people, how they deal with their issues, they either work, they either drink, do drugs, or whatever, to get their mind off of reality. But once everything slowed down, now we have to deal with our inner us, the real enemy, inner us, okay? So now that we're dealing with the inner us, with this pandemic, what happens? My daughter's brain start inflaming. It started with a little spot when they first took her x-rays in May. The middle of May, it was just a little spot. From May to the end of May, right around the 1st of June, it was all the way inflamed. Her brain, by the time we got her, you know, to the right help. Now, when I think of the mental health, most of the time people may think of mental health as, you know, crazy or, you know, retarded or something like, you know, just out of the box. But let's bring it back to reality. The young lady said, Asha, my baby girl said, it's dealing with you. The mental health is dealing with your issues, your feelings, how you dissect, how do you handle things, how you react to conflict, or not even really conflict, just deal with how you react to things. How do you react? And I'm one to just go from one to 1,000 like in a drop of a hat. I think my husband mentioned a couple of weeks ago, you know, about that. We have to deal with issues. Sometimes it's not even, what's making you go that quick? Is it the issue that you didn't deal with, or is the issue at hand? And if you don't deal with the issues, the issues that you came to the table with or you come home with, now your better half or your kids or somebody else is getting, you know, something that you didn't let go at the door or you didn't deal with when it was time to deal with it. Jump in there anytime, y'all, because you know I'll go on.
I was going to let you go on, but
I'll say something. I would say that with mental health, I feel like in certain cases, it's hard to detect it Because with mental health, for some people, I could say for me, I could be a witness to myself. I'll put myself out there. When I was going through it, I would, you know, try to distract myself by other things, you know, my job, you know, going out, being at school, you know. And when you feel as if, like, you just, like, man, what's the point? When your mental health gets like that and you feel like you have nobody, you know, you talk to yourself in the mirror, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool, talk to yourself in the mirror, but act like God is right there behind you, you know what I'm saying? God and Jesus, listen. God and Jesus Christ is right there. I'm telling you, they brought me off from a lot of my mental health issues. Sorry, Destiny, one there, please. Thank you. Just before I got diagnosed, I was, you know, clapping around something and shouting and la, la, la. The whole time, not even knowing, I was talking to God, reaching out for help, not even knowing, like, but you have to want it. You have to desire it. You have to yearn it. You have to, you know, you have to want the right help. Like, you have to want help from God. I'm telling you, like, that's the only way out. God showed me that. That's the only way out is God. Okay, like that's the only way out. That's it.
No, I was about to ask you another question, but if you have something to piggyback on, go ahead.
Yes, I do. Being committed to Christ and not to the church. I'm not saying church is bad. I'm not saying that because I go to church. That's not what I'm saying. But your commitment to Christ is what's going to keep you. Because what happened, and it did happen, what happened to the church? The church shut down. What are you doing? What were you doing when the church is shut down? Some of them are still shut. Some would never open again. So what are you doing now that the church doors are closed? That's why you have to get a relationship with Christ. Not with the church. Get a relationship with Christ. Find out who he is. Find out what his promises are. If you want to start off, start off there. And it will excite you. And it will remind you, you will keep them promises in the back of your head whenever you're going through. That, Lord, you promised that you would keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind set on you. Remind God of what his word says to yourself. Remind him. Just like we remind our parents. Mama, didn't you say you were going to take us to Bruce's tomorrow at 7 o'clock? They're going to remind you when they wake up. They're going to remind you when at 2 o'clock. They're going to remind you at 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Until 7 o'clock gets there. Remind Christ. Remind him of his word. He wants us to. Look up his promises. Google his promises. Because that's what's been keeping us. Not being committed to a building, being committed to Christ. The enemy don't care how many times you go to church. Cares if you have a relationship with him. I promise you, he'll keep you if you want to be kept. God's word helped me through everything. Everything. I come out victorious every time. I win every time. Not sometimes. My kids will tell you. My mama will tell you. My sisters will tell you. My whole entire life. And I didn't even know Christ till my late 20s. But he had his hands on me all the time, and I didn't even know it. And all my mess. Not some of it, but all of it. And why he kept me? I was the biggest. I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, we're talking about mental health. Your mind stayed on him. He'll keep your mind. Trust me. He'll keep your mind. Think about him all day.
A pointer to, like, if you do detect your mental health and you call it out and you see it and you want to change it. Okay, hold on. I say Do things that will make you happy. Do things that will give you a feeling of joy, of peace, of happiness, of comfort. If it's from praying to playing music to going on a scooter ride, going to take yourself out to the Brewster's or, you know, something like that. Do things to get yourself out of that mold. If you feel like there's room for improvement for whatever stage you're in, that mental health stage, figure out the stages or create stages to get yourself out of that. You know what I'm saying?
But some people don't
trust in
God.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. Okay. I said some people don't think nothing wrong with them.
Yeah. Wait. I'm glad you said that.
I got some more questions coming.
I don't think.
Okay. We can't talk about it. It's one of the questions, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
Go ahead.
My next question is, what advice do you have for anyone that currently is having a problem with mental health? So,
All right. We were saying some people don't know that they got a problem, or don't want to admit they got a problem. That's what we were saying. That didn't have nothing to do with your question. But
well,
some people walking around here like ain't nothing wrong with it.
This is the advice. Yeah, this is the advice you would give those people that are having the problem. That's the question.
But how could you address somebody that don't think they have a problem, though?
They're going to have to let it catch up to them. That's on them to figure out first. They got to deal with that. They got to figure out what they got first.
I'm about to give a couple of examples I have. So a couple of examples I have is start off by waking up at an earlier hour to allow your mind to get moving. Another one is start your day with a prayer and a meditation, even if it's just 10 minutes out of your day for the meditation and the prayer. 30 minutes to 1 hour out of your weekdays to do absolutely nothing but write down or mentally prepare for upcoming goals or tasks. And another example was always know you're not alone, and there's always someone willing to trade bad days with you. So appreciate every day and moment. And the last one I had was, I have two more. Don't be afraid to express how you feel. Don't be afraid to express how you feel, which is like some people are, they might fear, or not even knowing that it's fear, but it is fear, about being judged in any type of way. It could be the lightest way. So don't be afraid to express how you feel. And whatever happens, just leave it with God 100%. And those are some of the examples or some advice that I would currently give someone who that doesn't know the answer right now. That was my question. What advice do you have for anyone that's currently dealing with a mental health problem?
Okay. Can we come back to that in a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to come back to that one. I want to deal with the people that don't know or don't want to admit or don't have a clue there's something wrong with them. Now, I'm going to give you my own advice. This is how I found out I was really thorough, okay? I got around people that was not like me. When I got around people that wasn't like me, I'm like, okay, that's different. Got around some other people that wasn't like me. Then I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is normal. Because I've been around people my whole entire life that's loud, that just speak their mind. It's going to tell you got a booger on your nose. You know, I've always been around my family that's going to tell you the truth at all times. So now that I'm in the corporate world, that I have to, you know, pretty much lower my tone because I'm excited about every. I'm loud now. Okay, let me calm down. To learn how to lower my tone, not, you know, talk so loud in the meetings. And once you start getting around other people and you see everybody looking at you, not because you're saying something interesting, but why is she so loud? Or did she have to say that? Because, again, we say things that other people are thinking. And I'll ask the question, were you thinking it? And he said, yeah, I was thinking it, but I didn't say it. Yeah, you didn't say it. I said it. So that's one of the things. Get around somebody, some other people that's not like you, and get around people that's going to tell you the truth, people like me. That's going to tell you the truth about yourself and how you really are. And, yeah, so that's what I wanted to say about that. Go ahead. What was your question now, Stephanie?
What advice do you have for anyone that's currently having a problem with mental health? So,
those
are some of my.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Do you have something you guys say?
Okay, cool. Yes, I wanted to give advice to. Hold on. Can y'all hear me still?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to just add that. My advice to anyone that doesn't know where to start with mental health is to take your days step by step. I feel like a lot of times we can get in places where we're thinking about the future and steps ahead and how is this going to happen, or our future can put us in a rut. Like, our future can put us in a place that we feel like we're not where we're supposed to be, or we want to have this, we want to have that, or we see others with this and that, or even just where we didn't meet a goal that we had or whatever, whatever. I feel like taking your days step by step, day by day, and I feel like that adds to the overall picture. Like, it's an analogy where it says, like, if you're trying to build a home, if you pay attention to the whole home, is going to be, you know, very consuming and make you anxious. But if you focus on that one brick that day and you put that brick perfectly with the perfect amount of cement and you make that brick perfect, and the next day you make that brick perfect and that brick perfect and that brick perfect, everything's going to work out and be this great creation that you created because you took it step by step and day by day. So I feel like focusing on what you have in front of you and on what's on your plate at the moment, that can help. You can see your mental health improve way more if you're taking things step by step and day by day rather than trying to rush the process, because you're going to get rushed results. So I say to not pay attention so much to the bigger picture and focus on, you know, what you have going on at this moment, and try not to make the future you know, the future can make you anxious because it's unknown, of course. It makes you uncomfortable because it's unknown. Everything is, you can't, no matter what psychics you go to, what tarot readings you go to, the future will make you anxious because it's unknown. That's just, we're human. We're human beings. So I just said take things step by step and day by day.
Yeah, I want to
day by day, live in the moment, hashtag Yukio.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off that. Well, yeah, one thing I deal with other people with mental health. First, I don't try to put too much of my energy and my mental into their mental to make their mental or think that you're making their mental better, because that can damage you along the process. Sort of like a, you know, trying to start a dead battery. If it's dead, by the time you get it started, you're going to kill your battery. So the advice, I would give these type of examples that I was expressing and that Vanessa was expressing to somebody that I felt that either I had a problem with and I sensed a sign of mental problems, or somebody that I witness or I know have it outside of me and it's within them and whatever they have going on. I would give them these same steps and I would keep it pushing. And I would pray that hopefully along their journey that they see enough examples like I just gave to a point where they can change. Not saying that I might not be able to help that person, but I would hope that that person meet like a couple more people within this week, you know, and give them that type of lecture or that type of energy. So I just want to piggyback off of what you guys were expressing about the people that don't know. Yeah, I would just try to, you know, I would be 50-50 with that. I would balance my highs and lows with that situation. So, anybody have anything else to say about what advice they would give people that is currently having a mental health issue? So I guess that can be a question in a way of them not knowing and them probably knowing the signs or just knowing point blank. So it could be from all aspects what your advice you would give them. So you kind of already touched it a little bit, but if you have anything else you want to add, you can add to that.
Well, I'll say try. Go ahead, Vanessa, because I know your time is limited. I heard you.
Yeah, I wanted to. Dang, what was I just about to say? Oh, to know that you're worthy of joy and happiness and peace. Sometimes we can, or I know that it can be like, this is too good to be true. Or sometimes when you're too happy, you could self-sabotage your own happiness. Like, you are worthy of happiness. You're worthy of holding joy, holding peace. You're worthy of it. Sometimes we can kind of beat ourselves down because of past experiences or things we've done in the past or things that have happened to us or whatever. But, you know, you got to let things go and move forward with your life, you know, and just realize that you only live, like, you know, we get this experience one time. So, yeah, know that you deserve happiness. You are worthy of peace. You're worthy of it.
Yeah. I can piggyback off saying just to, you got something to say?
No, I just said and live in it every day.
I was going to say that, well, yeah, go ahead. I had like a little brain freeze. It'll come back. Well, you have anything to say, Usher, about this topic? I don't think you touched the question. I'm going to ask it again. What advice do you have? Huh?
Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm outside with this on her bike, but I hear you.
All right. What advice do you have for anyone that's currently having a problem with mental health?
I feel, because I have my little issues. I wouldn't call them mental health, but, you know, I be, my head be crazy up there sometimes. So for the people like me, what I do, I just take it literally, not even day by day, second by second, breath by breath. Like, you have to know that every moment is supposed to be here. It's okay, and it's going to get better as long as you want it to get better. You have to want better. You have to do better, want better to get better. So, you know, if that means, you know, like going to sleep 30 minutes before your regular bedtime. If you feel like you need that, if you feel like you need a 15-minute nap or a 2-hour nap during the day for your mental, do that. But do things that's going to improve you and improve your lifestyle.
Actually, I remember what I was about to say. I was about to say that no matter what I would express in the way of advice, I would always express that it always leads back to positivity. And don't be afraid, because when you're dealing with mental health, that subject and what it is, it's really anything you think. Like, that affects your mental health, like anything from colors you like to wear. It could be the simplest things. But, yeah, it always
leads back to
positivity.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. Wear clothes that you want to wear, yes. Wear,
yeah.
Cut your hair if you want to, and dye it lavender. Do that.
Yeah, I agree. And dealing with the term mental health, that's dealing with the negative, like the dark and the light. So it's okay to have those moments within your mental health, within you living, because that's part of life, the dark side and the bright side. So when you're experiencing a dark time or a not so sunny side of what you're used to, that's just part of life. That's part of mental health. That's part of the journey. So just don't get discouraged, because you could be nailing it 5 years in a row, and in 2 years you're under 75%. But, I mean, it takes that sometimes. Like, while you're in that under stage, that can break you. I mean, I got to give up. I thought I had it figured out. This is just another mess up. And, you know, but, or it can make you. Like, hey, this is just, it's part of the grind. And I would always encourage just whatever you're going through, just put it on your back and keep pushing. Like, don't stop what you're doing. Like, along the journey, you're going to find something you need. You're going to have to put it on your back and just keep pushing. You can't stop. So that's the advice I have on that.
Well, I'm the total opposite. I'm going to find out what's causing me to act or feel or why I'm in the dark or why am I rocking back and forth. I want to know why. I want to get to the root of the problem, and I'm going to fix it, like diabetes and high blood pressure and the rest of it. Okay? It can be hereditary if you make it hereditary. It can be, you know, a disorder. It can be whatever you want to call it, but all of it is treatable. Get to the root of the problem, call it out, cast it out, bind it, loose it, let it go, and believe me, it works. Find out. A lot of people are in denial on their issues. Stop being in denial. That's the first thing. Even when you go to rehab, the first thing they have you do, I am an alcoholic. They tell you to tell your name and whatever your addiction or what your problem is. They have you to renounce it, to say what it is. Say what you are. Say it out loud to yourself so you will know. There's too many people in denial with their issues. If you a liar, I am a liar. Deal with it. Read your words. Get in your words. Start just tell the truth. If you overeat, it could be anything, any disorder. A lot of things that are hereditary, we can stop the generational curses. We can stop we have the ability to do that. It's in God's word. Whatever he bind on earth, whatever he bind or loose on earth, he'll do it in heaven. Whatever he did in heaven, we can do it on earth. It's simple. Say it. Talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's something to talk about. Because too many people suffering, walking around here with issues and trying to act like they don't have none. And it's eating them up, especially with this pandemic. It's coming out. Everybody see it but you. Everybody see the issues but you.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off that. I think dealing with mental health and dealing with that topic and dealing with yourself, I think in order to make it to the next place you want to be in life, because, I mean, everybody don't want to be on top, but, you know, I think a good percent of the world wants to be not, I wouldn't say on top, but to that next level or where they're at. And you have some people that's just content with whatever's going on, but no matter what, in order to be content with where you at or in order to move on in life, which is basically what I'm saying, no matter what you're doing in life, in order to move on and be happy and choose happiness throughout whatever happens, I think you have to battle, figure out, and learn yourself through mental health. Because you can easily make it to the next step. You have some people that are just blessed to just have it, and they didn't figure out the mental health part. And then you have the other side of the people that are working their butt off every day, but they're dealing with things mentally that are holding them back from moving to the next part. So I feel like mental health is the root of figuring out anything in life, from who you are to what your next business step is going to be, what you're going to cook tonight. If your mental health is off, you're not cooking tonight. Or if you're cooking, there's going to be something. You know what I mean? Like, it just shifts your energy.
Something's
burnt up. Yeah. Like, something's going to be wrong. Somebody's going to call you, and you're going to be upset. And now you talking away from the stove, and now it burnt up a little bit. So, Yeah. So I think mental health is the root of pretty much anything that's happening in life right now. You could put it in whatever problem you could possibly could think about that's going on in the world right now. I think the root is mental health. And I don't want to steer nobody away from the topic that's going through a dark time in this mental health, because that's okay. That's part of life. The first step is, hey, I'm in a dark place. Just saying that. Yeah, you could be thinking it all day, yeah, but just say it to yourself. But not in an aspect of negativity, but just I'm admitting to myself that this is where I'm at. Now, a couple of steps to move on is, what am I going to do about it? So once you stand on those actions, I feel like you could take on whatever you want to take on. I feel like that's the key to unlocking whoever you're supposed to be in life. Like unlocking whatever you want to do in life.
Knowing where you are in your life.
Once you could figure out your mental health and how it works, that's how I could word it, how it works. Not control it, and you can control it to a certain degree, understanding how it works. Understanding the machine, the mind, and how your mind works. And that way you can, once you figure out yourself and how your mind works, you'll have the energy and you will be able to see and speak to other people and help their mind out. Why? Because you have your mind together, and now you have perfected that, and now you can look at somebody else. I wouldn't use the word broken, but that is just a little bit off track from where they're supposed to be. But in order to identify that and truly give somebody else advice, I feel like you have to 100% know how it works within yourself. I feel like that's how you give pure advice. Because, I mean, I could speak all day about things that sound good, but, I mean, that's all it's going to sound like, you know?
We had a question come in. I think Vanessa
has. Somebody asked, what is something that we do to get us through hard times? Like an exact answer, example from everybody. Like, what is something you do to get you through? I'm going to go first. Okay. I guess mine is more like, I have two different perspectives. I have one before it gets there, and then I have one of when I'm in it. I believe in, you know how Tuffy was saying earlier that this is for a reason, like encouraging myself that this is for a reason, this is for a purpose. I know it hurts right now. I know I'm torn right now. I know that this got me all types of, you know, whatever. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I know that everything is working out for my good. And that goes into what I was about to say of before it gets there. I listen to gospel in the morning. I read my word. I do things so that before the time can even come, I'm already armored. Like, I'm already, my mental is already prepared for bad times, but I have something to lean on when the bad times come. Because doing things already within my schedule to keep me already going before something can come. You get what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, starting your morning with prayer, because you don't know. Pray over your day. God, please, protect my mind. God, protect my heart. Please protect, you know, anything that comes my way. It doesn't have to be physical. We get attacked mentally, too. God, please protect me. It doesn't always have to be, you know, about physically, or don't let this happen, you know, to me, or don't die. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. God, you know, pray for God to protect your mental, too, so that when times do come, you have something to fall on. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you're pick yourself up before you even get there. But, yeah, like, even in the times that do come, I feel like, you know, feeding myself, or even, like, I had a situation where I felt myself getting down, or I felt myself something coming over me to try to make me feel down, but instead I painted. I decided to, like, steer those emotions into creating something. You get what I'm saying? Like, steering your emotions, not letting them control you. You control them. What you create those emotions to be, I made a painting. You know what I'm saying? Or just things of knowing yourself enough to know that I know where this is headed. I know what this feeling feels like. I've had this before, and I know this is going to go into me not wanting to get up for the rest of the day or whatever, whatever. You know, knowing yourself and paying attention to your triggers and things that can make you get into those places.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to answer on that one next. What are some things that – what can you ask the question one more time?
Hold on.
Things you do.
Okay, yeah, what are some things that we do? What are some things that we do to get us through hard times?
Okay. All right. I've tried earlier in the journey of trying to figure out this mental thing. I've tried to do other things like work out, go look at a good view, go outside, and I always found myself happy for a while, and then I'll get back to where I be, and it'd be the same thing. So over time, I've learned that now when I go through those times, I will sit in it and deal with it and figure out. First I'm going to sit in it, and then I'm going to figure out how I'm going to get out of it and deal with it. So I think that question is on a, what are some things that I can do? But I've tried those things. The thing that works for myself is sitting down and locking myself in and really trying to figure it out. Like, I might not go outside. I mean hanging out and, I do my normal stuff that I'm supposed to do on my work day. But I won't, I'll box myself and figure this out. That's how I get through it. And then once I get out of that box, I get out of that whatever I'm in. I don't let myself out of that box. I don't open that mental door until I figure it out how I'm going to handle this once I walk through this mental door. Because once you open the door to try to figure it out and you haven't figured it out yet, it's problem on top of another problem.
That makes sense. I like that. I agree.
What was the question?
What are some things that we do to get us through hard times?
Oh, well, I do the opposite again. I don't sit in it. I get out. I run. I mean, I get out. I'm out the gate like a racehorse. I help people. I stay busy. I come over y'all house and clean. Come home and clean. Straighten up. Go in the backyard. I just try to stay busy. I mean, I stay busy all the time. I just try to keep my mind going. I just try to. You know, helping people, that's what I enjoy, helping people and listening to other people's problems. If you listen to other people's problems, you'll be like, oh, I'm not going to do nothing. Or go visit an elderly person or go help Mother Blackwell. I mean, you know, I have different ones. I go see what they need at their house. And once you start helping other people and listening to other people's problems, I don't have no problems. And that's where I'm at. I mean, I've always been that way. I've always tried to help people. And if I listen to other people's problems, it'll immediately get me out of mine. And it'll let me see I really don't have no problems. Because whatever, most of the time when we're in a rut, or it's because we don't have something or somebody disappointed us. And more people, and that's our family. I'm talking about just our family. If you really think about it, and other people have bigger problems than us. And Vanessa, we just talked about this yesterday. And it's like, what?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
So we need to try to dissect. Yes, we can hear you. Dissect what's really a problem. That's not really a problem. Some of our problems is our problems, our family problems is something that we don't have. I mean, it's just, we have to, or something what somebody did or something like that. We have to stop making other people issues ours and appreciate what we have. And if you want something, then what can you do to get it? And maybe it's not time to have it. Maybe God is preparing you for it, but, you know, yeah, we just have to, do we really have problems? Do we really? Think about it. Do we really have issues? And that's something to think about. Go ahead, Tick.
Hey, Nani, excuse me. Nani, read that question again that somebody asked.
What is something we do to get us through hard times?
All right, so everybody's talent or what they do in life is not like everybody in particular. Like, you know, you can't just – everybody can't just go to somebody and try to help them and realize somebody has a bigger problem than them because you still have a problem. But what you have to do, what I do, I find out what set me off that particular day, that moment, that hour, or whatever may have happened to have – that I would have an issue with myself or have a mindset that where people will say, what's wrong with you, man? You know, is something wrong? You know, so you got to – any problem can become a huge problem. So you got to deal with yourself and how your day is going. And when you felt that way or are feeling that way and how to resolve that within yourself. Most times we can all reach within ourselves and solve that issue, and then sometimes we have to talk to somebody. But you have to start with yourself first, because and I'm not going against what you say, Ricky, because that's the thing you do. A lot of people don't do that. But what I am saying is that you still have that problem in you. Listen to other people's problems and help them solve theirs, and you walk away still having a problem. So you have to solve that problem that you have or issues that you're having within yourself as soon as you can before distraction comes in your life, that the devil will throw distractions at you. The devil will even put stuff on your mind that kind of complicates your simple walk with God. So you got to be careful in what you're dealing with and try to resolve it as soon as possible.
Amen.
I agree. Another thing I want to say, too, is one of the things that I do for myself is I ask myself, am I able to change this problem or this situation? If yes, I, you know, put steps in play to try to change it. And if not, I just keep, like, you just got to let it go. You know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing about it. What am I going to do? You know what I mean? So I just kind of, like, try to do that to find a discernment of where to go and how to move with the situation. Is I see if I can fix it, and I try to fix it if I can, and if not, I just gotta let it go.
Well, I just
want to. Okay, wait, and that goes into what is this? The serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity.
That's what I was getting ready to read.
The courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, read it again. That's what I was gonna read as well. Read it again.
Okay, hold on. Let me get it back.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I can change.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. That's not the same thing. The same thing. And we have to pray. We have to know, get this in our mental. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. If you can't change it, God, give me peace. Give me, God, I can't change it. And the courage to change the things that I can. Give me the strength. Give me the wisdom to change these things that I can. And give me the wisdom to know, what is it? Give me the wisdom to know the difference. Give me the wisdom to know the difference of the things that I can change, and give me the wisdom that know that the things that I can't. Give me the courage to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So I guess we will not get to our second topic, which was I was going to talk about what Minister Tober talked about on Tuesday, which was really, really, really good. But I guess we'll do that next time. But I do want to share real quick. Did you have something to say, Tucker, before I?
I just wanted everybody to know that you're loved and you'll make it. I see you at the top. That's all I got. Those are my closing words.
Amen. Amen.
Also, wait, I want to say life and death is in the power of your tongue. Speak life over yourself. If you speaking negativity all over your situation, you speaking negativity all over yourself, what do you expect to get? So I say just try your best. Aim to every morning. Don't give yourself the time to think of anything negative. Start your morning. God, I love you. I love myself. I love you, self. God, I love you. Thank you for waking me up. Before you even give your mind a chance, speak life over yourself.
Amen. Amen. And that's the key. That's the key. Amen. Well, that will end our broadcast for Thursday night. I do want to ask for anybody that needs a backpack. We will be giving out helping Grace Point Church in Lawrenceville give out backpacks on when is it coming? July the 30th. If you have Medicaid, the ages 5 through 14, you can register at support@positivepastime.org. That's support@positivepastime.org. And we are in need of donations. We are serving 4 elementary schools and 1 middle school. And for donations, it's gpc.giving/to/hands-hope. I'll read it again. You can donate. It's gpcc.com/giving/to/hands-of-hope. Or you can drop your backpacks or school supplies at Grace Point Community Church. That's in Lawrenceville. The address is 311 Oakland Road, 30044. That's Grace Point Community Church. In the event, we will have well, Victor, tell me, expound on that. What would we be having at the event?
At the event, we'll be having the face painting, tug of war. We're going to have a barber on the scene. He's only going to be there for 3 hours, though. So the event's for 4 hours, so try not to come too late in that last hour. He'll be gone. And we'll have the backpacks. We have a couple of other things that are on the table that, as far as grilled food and ices, but we don't know about those two things. Yeah,
for
the vendors.
But we are going to have vendors. The tables are $50 a piece. The vendors, and we'll have soccer and flag football as well.
Yeah. I think they were trying to debate if it was going to be kickball or those other two you said. I think they might have said kickball.
Is it kickball?
It's going to be kickball. Yeah, kickball, face painting, a barber, book bags, and tug of war. And there are going to be other people there. They're going to be doing other things, but that's what I'm offering, and you're able to come or donate or show up. So just go on that website my mom had. Explain, and that'll tell you everything you know.
And we want to thank everybody for listening for another Thursday night with the Royal Blues. And Vanessa, you gonna close us out, or you want me to close us out?
I can close us out.
Okay. Thank you, Elder Oliver and Lady Tisa Oliver. and having us on again. Thanks again. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for another great episode. Thank you for being who you are, being great, being amazing, and moving through us to be able to spread love, more of you, and greatness, and all that. Thank you, God. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have said or done or thought, felt or done to ourselves, done to you or done to anybody else, God. Please help us to be better, do better. Help us to grow. Show us the places that need more of you. And I just want to pray for everybody that's listening to just want better and to want to be better people. And do the same, I pray in you.
Amen.
Amen. Good night. Thank you for listening.